six-pack of RC, a dusty can of pork and beans, anything else that a simple man could ever need. So I take the back roads of Texas. Man can see as far as the eye can see. Take the back roads of Texas. The back roads, the only path for me. Yeah.
Good morning, beautiful Texas. That's the music of the Bodarks, kicking things off for us on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Powered, of course, by Hop Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thanks for choosing to start your weekend off with me right here. Got a great show lined up for you. A ton of stuff to get into, and we'll get the ball rolling here in a minute when Marvin Wynn of Max Cutter Knives joins us live in studio. Most of y'all know that we have an awesome Photo of the Month contest where you guys email me your best outdoor photos that you've taken while chronicling your experiences in the great outdoors. I'm thrilled about the July prize as Max Cutter Knives is sponsoring this month's contest, and the July winner wins a custom pig sticker. This is a heavy-duty blade, y'all, that Max Cutter will customize to the winner's liking. So keep emailing me your best outdoor photos to cablewaco@yahoo.com for your chance to win. Anyway, Marvin Wynn will be here shortly to talk a little bit about knife making and also kind of describe this pig sticker that our July winner will receive. Then I'm thrilled to announce that the greatest exhibition shooter, perhaps of all time, will drop in. That's right, world record holder Tom Knapp is set to join us. So y'all get ready for some serious shotgunning talk with the legend himself. Then we'll round out the show with some big bass talk. Specifically, we're going to focus on locating big schools of suspended bass during the hot summer months, because no matter what lake you're fishing in Texas, there is one constant. It's going to be darn hot, and bass will go deep and suspend during the heat of the day. And that's a great time to catch them, if you can find them. So anyway, our good buddy and Lake Fork guide, Heath Hardwick, will join us to break down his strategy for locating big schools of suspended bass, and then he'll talk about the different techniques he uses to catch them. So it should be a great show. I know I'm excited about it. A couple things here before we get into some knife talk. I want to remind everybody to check out the place to talk hunting and fishing in Texas, the Texas Hunting Republic. It's a free site where folks like you and me can go and discuss anything and everything having to do with our love for the great outdoors. We've got a great group of folks involved, and we'd love for you to join the campfire talk. So check us out when you get a chance at TexasHuntingRepublic.com. Let's see here. What else? The South Zone Dove Opener was announced, and it will be the latest on record. That's right. The September 23rd opener has a lot of folks riled up, and that includes Texas Parks and Wildlife, as they pleaded with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to allow them to open the season a week earlier, but those complaints fell on deaf ears. So once again, September 23rd, the latest South Zone opener on record. As usual, the North and Central Zones, however, will open up on September 1st. One other cool thing here, I'm pleased to announce that Costa Del Mar Sunglasses has joined the show as a sponsor, and they've given me some promo cards to get into the hands of our listeners. We're going to give away a free pair of Costas once a month for the rest of 2011. This promo card lets you mix and match the style frame, color, and lens to your liking. We're going to give away the first pair this morning, and as usual, we'll do it through the text line. So if you're interested, just text in the word REDFISH to 214-289-7807. That's REDFISH to 214-289-7807 for your chance to win your own pair of customized Costa Del Mar shades. Let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Marvin Wynn of Max Cutter Knives. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders.
A
place to shoot is South Texas's premier shooting facility. We have a complete rifle range featuring five different distances out to 300 yards, a pistol range with gravity-fed targets, skeet, trap, crazy quail, and country doubles. We offer everything for the shooting sportsman. New and used firearms, reloading supplies, scopes, and ammo. If we don't have it, we can usually get it within 2 days. Also offering CHL classes, located just outside Loop 410 on Morrison Boulevard in South San Antonio. Call 210-628-1888. A place to shoot, open 7 days a week. Call 210-628-1888. Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting! Southern Deer Stands' product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Prusky's Meat Market and Wild Game Processing is South Texas' premier wild game processor. USDA inspected and approved. They offer choice and certified Angus beef steaks, custom cut however you want. Prusky's also has fresh MSG and nitrate-free sausage, custom smoked hams, ham bacon, and bacon. Visit www.pruskysmarket.com or call 210-649-2151. Prusky's, from our smokehouse to your house. Quality you remember with the service you deserve.
Listen up, fellas. Deer season is come and gone, and it's time to start thinking about next fall's big bruisers. And there's nothing better for your whitetail herd than Pogue's Buck Buffet Spring Blend. It's a pre-inoculated blend of nutritious legumes, including mixed cowpeas, soybeans, lab, as well as Paradovic sunflower and cream grain sorghum. One bag will plant an entire acre. Visit PogueAgri.com or call 830-583-3456 today. Also, be sure to check out Pogue's Bird Buffet and Be Wild Bundle Flower. That's PogueAgri.com today.
Gaia del Cielo was a warrior born in heaven, so the legends say. His wings, they had been broken. He had one eye rolling crazy in his head. It fought 100 fights, and the legends say that one night near El Sueco, they fought Cielo 7 times. 7 times he left Brave Rooster's dead.
All right, a classic there. Gallo del Cielo bringing us back from break here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thrilled to be here with you. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Mike McKinney and his West Texas Hunting Organization. Mike currently is booking free-ranging West Texas Trophy Aw Dad hunts for 2012 and 2013. Hunts are fair chase in the rugged mountains of West Texas. A rams average between 30 and 33 inches with a 100% shot opportunity. So you can't beat that. Self-guided hunts start at $14.50, and guided hunts are $17.50. So call Mike McKinney at 915-328-0645, or you can check him out at westtexashunt.org to book your trophy Aw Dad hunt today. Well, moving along here, we have a very special in-studio guest with us, and I'm a huge fan of his work, Marvin Wynn of Max Cutter Knives. Welcome to the show, buddy.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure's all mine. You know, it's been a while since we've hung out. I know that you've been pretty busy. I just looked at a lot of your knives and pretty mesmerizing stuff there. But what have you been up to?
Actually, I've been getting ready for a couple of shows. I got one this coming weekend in Allen Gun Show, and I have another one the following weekend in Arkansas, the A.G. Russell knife event.
Very cool. Very cool. So obviously keeping you busy, gearing up for those shows. And I'll actually be out at the one in Allen, so we'll be hanging out there. How long have you been making knives?
Well, I started making knives and learning to make knives in 2002, and then got separated from knife making for about 4 or 5 years. And then now it's been about 4 years altogether that I've been making knives.
Right on. And I know you recently quit your job so that you could focus 100% of your time and energy into your true passion.
Yeah, that was great. My boss asked why I was leaving, and I looked at him and said, because I can. It was great.
Right on, right on. So most of our listeners know by now that we've got a really nice photo of the month contest where we give back to the listeners. They submit their favorite outdoor photography, and we take the best ones, put them on the website, and at the end of the month, they vote on their favorite one. So our photo of the month contest just got a whole lot better because this month Max Cutter Knives is donating the grand prize, and I'm looking at it right here, and it's cool because we're chronicling the progression as this knife, as you're making this knife. So I'm going to let you take the floor here and kind of tell us a little bit about this blade.
Well, this knife is made of a pretty tough steel. It's a CPM 154 cm. The blade, the whole knife is 13 and a half inches long, somewhere in there, and the blade is 7.5 inches long. I was really excited when Cable approached me about being a sponsor, and figured, you know, a pig with all the pigs we got in the state of Texas, a pig poker was, you know, pretty much appropriate. I just so happened to have this blade profiled and heat treated, just waiting for the winner of the contest. When the winner is announced, I'll get with the winner, find out what kind of finish they want on the knife, what kind of handle material they want on the knife, what kind of sheath they want for the knife, and then go from there.
Awesome. So a customized, to their liking, pig sticker to our July Photo of the Month winner. Awesome prize. And I'm holding this knife in my hand right now, Marvin, and this is a pretty hefty blade, my friend.
Yes, it is. That's why I, you know, make it out of 3/16 steel, and the steel I use, that way, you know, you can penetrate a pig's heart in a heartbeat.
Right on. Oh, let's talk a little bit about the custom job as far as, you know, what kind of material and colors the winner can choose for the handle. And also, I know you're pretty handy with the leather, so you're probably going to make a pretty nice sheath for this thing as well.
Well, like, you can get colors from black to pink, or red and black, or black and green, or blue and black. It just depends on what you want. If, you know, if a macho guy don't want pink, I can put black on it. I can put brown on it. It just, there's a wide array of colors that, you know, that's being offered.
Cool. And I know that you've become pretty adept working with leather as well.
Well, I don't really like the leather because, you know, I'm a knife maker, but I'm pretty handy with it. And that too, I can make the sheath red, blue, black, brown, tan, natural, with stamps, without stamps. And if you want something fancier than I can make, I know where to send the knife to get you a top-notch sheath.
Right on. One more thing here. I was looking at your website and saw that you have some glow-in-the-dark options available for the handle, which would be pretty handy for a nighttime pig hunt. But what will the handle be made out of?
I'll be either using a micarta, which is a phenolic resin with either canvas or linen, or I'll be putting some G10 on it, which is a fiberglass in a phenolic resin. I think it's phenolic.
Very cool, man. Well, we sure appreciate your contribution. Thanks for sponsoring our July Photo of the Month. Somebody's going to be really happy with this pig sticker. Y'all keep emailing me your best outdoor photos to cablewaco@yahoo.com for your chance to win. Be sure to check out Marvin's website at maxcutterknives.com. He's got a whole array of just beautiful craftsmanship on display there. Marvin, looking forward to seeing you out at the Allen Gun Show this afternoon, man.
Looking forward to it myself.
Hey, it was great having you on the show this morning.
It's good to be here.
Well, let's take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some shotgunning with the legend himself. Mr. Tom Knapp joins the program. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
I'm going to holler and I'm going to scream. I'm going to give me some mescaline. She brings me roses and a place to lean.
Good morning, Texas anglers. Captain Len's Fishing Guide Service here. I'd love nothing more than to take you on a trophy trout, redfish, and flounder trip. I live on North Padre Island, where the Laguna Madre is my backyard. I have honey holes from Port Aransas past Baffin Bay to the Lamb Cut. Fish with comfort for my 2010 Blue Wave Pure Bay boat. I provide the bait and tackle, clean and bag your catch, and guarantee you'll have fun and catch fish. The Best Western Grand Marina and Corpus Christi Beach Hotels even offer special rates if you're fishing with Captain Len. So call me at 361-563-9806 or visit Captain Len's Fishing. That's Captain spelled out, LENS fishing.com. See you at the dock.
Listen up, ticketheads. When you harvest that wall-worthy trophy, there's only one choice, Rustic Reminders Taxidermy. My friends Josh and Becky have over 19 years combined experience in taxidermy and reproduction mounts. Whether you take down a 200-class whitetail, an African rhino, or a trophy largemouth, Rustic Reminders does it all, producing top-quality mounts while maintaining focus on quick turnaround time. Located between San Antonio and New Braunfels, call Rustic Reminders at 210-317-7292 or visit www.gr8mounts.com. That's gr8mounts.com. Rockport Marine is the Gulf Coast premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of saltwater fishing boats anywhere. Transport, Sundance kits, Yellowfin Yachts, and Andros Boatworks. Yep, you'll find them all at Rockport Marine. An Evinrude and Yamaha authorized service center. They also do power pole, trolling motor, and electronic sales and installations. Located in Rockport's beautiful Cove Harbor, stop by or visit rockportmarine.net today. Also specializing in Evinrude outboard sales, Rockport Marine, your one-stop boating center in Rockport, Texas. Another Texas whitetail season is in the books, but that doesn't mean it's time to put down the bow or rifle. Located in Mason County's beautiful hill country, Star S Ranch offers world-class accommodations and the finest exotic hunting in North America. Offering hunts for axis, black buck, fallow deer, and audad, Star S Ranch even has super exotics such as sable, gemsbuck, and scimitar horned oryx. Visit star-s-ranch.com or call 830-285-8753 to book your hunt today. That's 830-285-8753.
Hey, this is Chris Knight, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
My mind's grinding like a steel gear, baby. I've got to cover some ground. She knows how hard and fast I'm falling for her.
Great stuff there from our very own Chris Knight. I'm Cable Smith, welcoming you back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Powered by Hoff Power Polaris. Loved or hated, but never ignored. We do it every weekend. And if you ever miss a show, just a reminder that they're all saved right there on my homepage at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com. And as usual, we're just trying to keep up with the Joneses. So they're also available as free downloads on iTunes. This segment of the show, proudly brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And don't forget about the new Allen location in front of Cabela's. Rudy's true Texas-style barbecue. Well, without further delay, let's talk a little shotgunning here this morning as dove season is fast approaching. And if you're like me, then you absolutely can't wait for the opener. It signals the beginning of fall, and that means hunting season is here. So can't wait for September. But here to talk a little shotgunning with us this morning is the shooting star himself, world record holder, and living legend, Mr. Tom Knapp. Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you, Cable. I'm very honored to be here.
Well, the pleasure is certainly all mine. So what have you been up to lately, Tom? I understand that y'all are having a little bit of a tropical heat wave up there in your neck of the woods.
Well, we are having a bit of that deep south stuff that sneaks its way up here to Minneapolis area every year. And we'll manage for the next week or two, and then it'll just go away. But it is hot. We had a heat index of, I believe, 118 yesterday, and the humidity is right up in the 80s, so it's uncomfortable.
Oh, trust me. Myself and our listeners know the feeling all too well living here in Texas. Tom, let's go back to the beginning of all this. Who taught you how to hunt and subsequently, you know, become a great shotgunner?
Well, my dad and basically the whole family were involved in wing shooting, not so much clay target shooting or competition. It was all, you know, I grew up in the 50s, and it was all pheasant hunting and waterfowl hunting. The family wasn't much for big game, although I got into that at a young age, and we got plenty of whitetails up here in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of took that on myself, but my dad, my brothers, we were always out plinking, and of course my dad was a bit thrifty. I wouldn't say he was tight, he was just thrifty, and growing up through the Depression, he made sure that all of us kids knew that if we wanted to entertain ourselves with the fun of backyard plinking and target shooting and even hunting, of course we had to fend for ourselves for ammunition. So at quite an early age, I tried to get the old man to pay me for mowing the grass, but he told me that was my grass too. And so he wasn't willing to pay me to do something or do chores on the place that was providing for me. So he said, when you get the lawn mowed and you get your chores done, you can go find a job somewhere and ask somebody else to pay you.
Right.
So I did that. I found a Swenson's hardware store uptown Maple Plain, Minnesota, and I stocked shelves, swept floors, cleaned windows, and anything else they asked me to do. And I took my pay in, whether it be BBs or little 10-cent Target arrows for my bow and arrow, or as I got older, it turned into 22 shells and shotgun shells.
Right on. So your old man instilled that work ethic in you in a young age. When did you realize that you had a real gift for shotgunning? I bet you were cleaning out your buddy's wallets on a regular basis, huh?
No, I did grow up with a fellow right next door, and he and I were both, we weren't afraid to try anything as long as we kept it in the safe category. And I watched a film that was presented by an old TV show, and there's two similar names, but in 1959 there was a program called Wide Wide World, and I can't remember the host.
Mm-hmm.
But he aired a film, the only film of Herb Parsons that was taken of him throughout his 30-some year career with Winchester Western Company. And the film was called The Showman Shooter, and you can still get that film today on DVD.
Hmm.
There's also a marvelous book that Herb Parsons' son, Lynn, has put together, and that book is also available, and I've got it, and what an extraordinary reading that is. Well, I watched that film of Herb Parsons do a live show, never did see the guy in person, and I told my buddy, my neighborhood friend, that the things that I saw would be fun to try. And we started throwing things in the air and trying to mimic what I had seen. Then in 1960, of course, then I was 10 years old, and I saw the film again. And that was on a show called Wide World of Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I was inspired. So that inspiration, making a long story short, the inspiration stayed with me, and as I grew into my young manhood, I kept pestering my mind about making a living with a gun without robbing a bank. And so trying to get paid or get sponsored, I tried competition. I had a fair reputation, but of course nobody hits 100% 100% of the time.
Right.
So from there, it finally clicked to me that if a sponsor is going to pay you to show off their wares, then you have to give them the equal value back. And so therefore, I realized it wasn't just because you could hit an aspirin tablet out of midair with a .22 rifle. It was how you did it and how you brought the public's attention to what you were doing. So then I realized that one has to become public relations, public communications. You have to have skills in both of those. You have to have some sort of way to convey the translation of the public's interest into an advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody likes to sit there and listen to a telemarketer or any kind of an advertiser, unless you make it showy, unless you make it entertaining. And this is what I eventually came to do.
Yes, sir, indeed. I know the feeling all too well. Tom, you've traveled the globe as an exhibition shooter, setting world records and shooting in front of thousands upon thousands of folks. For much of that time, you were with Benelli, but you recently switched over to CZ USA. Talk about that experience and how satisfied you've been shooting CZ shotguns.
Yes, I have. And the 18 years I spent with Benelli were absolutely wonderful. It came time for me to make a change. I was traveling more than 40 weekends each year. And I had kept up that pace for several years in succession. So I was losing track of my family. My grandkids were getting older, and I didn't know how old they were. And the only hunting that I got into was when I was doing television hunts. And so along the way, I really wasn't ready to retire, but then I bumped into a little health problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been on the road for 18 consecutive years. And as I was recuperating, the first diagnosis was pretty grim, but then that proved to be wrong. And then as I was recuperating, in the meantime, changes had been made in these corporations and sponsors, and everybody was sitting back waiting to see what we should do. And at that point, I made a decision, whereas I was going to go freelance, run my own schedule, and I didn't think I needed a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went about that, and about, I'm going to say, midway through the year 2010, CZ, of course, realized that Benelli and I had separated, and they showed interest, and Benelli wasn't willing to allow me to have control of my schedule. They wanted, if I was to come back, they wanted the same scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided, no, I'm just going to do this on my own. And when CZ says, come on, you can drive, we'll ride, we want to see, you know, what can be done. So I checked out their products, and I was totally impressed and mesmerized by some of the quality break action guns. I had never been involved with break action guns before.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even owned an over and under, although I do have some shootable relics of side-by-sides. And I was impressed and mesmerized by those. And then they showed me their 7.12 semi-automatic and then the 9.12, a little bit different operation, but they're both gas guns. Excuse me. So then I took them down to Argentina, and I did a high-volume dove shoot, and the one model 7.12 that I have on my show today down in Argentina, actually it was last February, so it was 2011, and I fired 7,000 rounds through that one gun in 3 days.
Wow.
And we did not clean it. I just oiled it on the second day, and then I shot the rest of that ammo out of there the third day. 7,000 rounds without a hitch for a $500 gun. That's pretty good.
I'd have to say so.
And I'm still shooting that gun on my show. And I clean them a little more often than I'm used to. But, you know, they're running fine, and I hunt with them. We've got new TV show coming up. We don't know the name of it yet. I did a half a year show for a show called Bird Hunting America. That's airing on the Sportsman's Channel right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a guest. I'm kind of a sidekick on that show. And I'm gearing up for a Tom Knapp full-fledged show for 2012, which, if I had to guess, will probably air on the Sportsman's Channel as well.
Awesome.
And, boy, there's a lot of good stuff going on here. As soon as we get rid of this heat wave, I'm going to be back on the road. My brunt of the whole year's shows are coming up. And you can find my schedule on my website. That's tomknapp.net.
Yes, sir.
And I've got all of August and all of September chock full of live shows.
Very cool. So we'll be sure to keep our listeners in the loop as to when that new show will premiere. You've also got a thing called Ricochet Radio going on, and that's on your website as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Ricochet Radio is kind of on a sabbatical right now, but I do have some recorded segments of that. Mm-hmm. And it was something that I was goofing around. I'd take my laptop into the hotels waiting for the next show. And I would just simply write out a little kind of a suggestive tip. You see, I don't look at myself as an instructor, but I do have suggestions when somebody is struggling, trying to hit a target, or maybe they're having trouble trying to learn how to shoot with both eyes comfortably. And I've got these little suggestions that I throw out to people, and some it works for, and some will say, "Nah, I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with that." So these radio segments on Ricochet Radio with me, Tom Knapp, they are designed to just throw suggestions out to the people, and some of them are shooting tips, some of them are product highlights. For example, if you're trying to find the right shotgun to start a new shooter. Now, a new shooter doesn't mean that he has to be 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
A new shooter could be your wife. A new shooter could be grandpa.
Right.
It doesn't matter how old or how young they are. A new shooter or somebody being introduced to the shooting sport, they need a particular style or a particular gun that's going to be gentle. It's going to be easy for them to maneuver. It's going to have to be comfortable. Those are the kind of suggestions that I throw out, is what would be the best gun to start out a new shooter with. Sight pictures. What is a sight picture? And these little two and a half minute segments will give the explanations for all those little questions.
Very nice. So tons of great info available right there at tomknapp.net. Unfortunately, we do have to take a commercial break, but I still got a ton of stuff to discuss with you. So can you stick around for another segment?
I sure can.
Awesome. Well, when we come back, we'll get into your favorite type of wing shooting. And, of course, I know you're a big dog guy, so we'll talk some gun dogs as well. All that coming up next when we return with perhaps the most respected shooting exhibitionist alive today. It's the great Tom Knapp, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Down there's a road that seems like it goes on forever. Mile marker 201, you get further and further away. I keep the tires running out, the wheels rolling a little faster.
Alamo Cycloplex didn't become South Texas number one volume dealer overnight. We did it by providing the best deals and awesome customer service for over 40 years. We carry Honda, Polaris, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Yamaha, including units for both street and dirt. And of course, Polaris Rangers, Razors, and ATVs. No matter what you're looking for, Alamo Cycloplex will accommodate you. We even have the bad to the bone Polaris Ranger crew on sale today. Call 210-696-2000 or visit us at alamocycloplex.com.
Located in the Wild Horse Desert of the South Texas Brush Country, Hebronville Deer Hunting has a reputation for putting hunters on big deer, and with a 98% harvest rate, last season was no exception. With supplemental feed and strict management for the past 20 years, mid-150 class bucks are the average trophy. The 35,000-acre ranch has been in the family since 1890, and the owner still runs the outfitting today. Visit HebronvilleDeerHunting.com. Hebronville Deer Hunting, it's a way of life.
Hey outdoorsmen, it's that time of year again. The wind is changing and the temps are rising, so let's put away the camo and guns and get the tackle box ready. We all know that you're familiar with Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State. Well, they're at it again, and now they're making a real difference in the fishing apparel industry. Game Guard is bringing that same commitment to quality and technical apparel to those guys and gals on the water. The comfortable vent back shirt is offered in 10 great colors and performs like no other. Game Guard is Texas-based, family-owned, and committed to their loyal customers. Fishermen have many choices when it comes to outdoor apparel, and Game Guard is dedicated to earning your business. So be sure to ask for Game Guard at your local hunting or fishing retailer, or go to www.gameguard.net. Game Guard, the official outdoor apparel of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Hey, this is Hank 3, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I'm drinking some George Jones and a little bit of coal. Haggard's easing my misery, and Waylon's keeping me from home. Hank's giving me those high tides.
Country Heroes is the name of that Hank 3 number. Great stuff there. I'm Cable Smith, welcoming you back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. This segment of the show is proudly brought to you by Blue Creek Whitetails, offering trophy whitetail hunts on 10,000 acres along the Colorado River in Wharton County. That's only 1 hour southwest of Houston, y'all. For more info, visit BlueCreekWhitetails.com to book your trophy whitetail hunt today. Well, let's go ahead and jump back into our chat with the shooting star himself, Mr. Tom Knapp, perhaps the greatest shotgunner alive today, and we sure appreciate him sticking around through the commercial break. Tom, have you had a chance to do much hunting down here in the Lone Star State?
I have done many different shows throughout Texas. Oftentimes, I'll end up at the Sporting Clays headquarters right there in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a series of live shows there, and in the year 2000, in July, that's where I actually created my 8 clay record with a pump shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that in front of 480, I believe they were 4-H kids, and of course you put 480 kids, plus their parents and friends, and they were doing a big national 4-H competition. It was quite a heyday.
I imagine it was. But as far as bird hunting goes, have you had a chance to really enjoy some of our fine Texas wing shooting?
Yeah, I hunted with Byron Ferguson, the longbow expert. I hunted with him around the Abilene area. And some years ago, I attended a couple of different celebrity quail hunts down there in the Abilene area.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my quail hunting is done in Kansas. So, but when it comes time to hunt doves, and I know there's a price difference in travel, but anywhere in our beautiful country here, regardless of what state you're hunting in, the dove seasons and limits are quite restricted.
Right.
And I do a lot of dove shooting in South Dakota. I think we can have 15 birds up there. If you really want to get into a dove shooting extravaganza, and it's like anything, if you need a new car, you save your money till you buy one. If you need a new refrigerator, you save your money till you buy one. Well, if you want a dove shooting experience, and it isn't of a lifetime, but you can save your money and go down to my outfitters in Argentina, SYC Sporting Adventures. People call this a hunt of a lifetime. Well, before you get on the second day of that, you're already trying to connive a way of getting back down there. And there's no way that turns into a hunt of a lifetime, because you are going to go back.
Right.
It's extraordinary fun. The doves down there are considered a pest. And kind of like our starlings up here, when you get into a high populated area of starlings, the people down there, they do utilize them. They will take the meat to orphanages and different schools. They do have processing plants where it goes through, kind of like one of our USDA-approved meat packing companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they will utilize that meat. But the situation between the government, the farmers, the private landowners, those doves are annihilating 30% of the farmers' crop.
Mm.
30%, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have 50 million doves in a region and they nest four times a year with 2 eggs each nest, and if the mortality rate is low, I mean, it's a chain letter out of control. And so we go down there and we pay to go in there and hunt. The outfitter has to rent the land from the farmer. And of course, the government, we bring our American money in there for their economy. It's a win-win deal.
Yes, sir. Well, it's definitely on the bucket list, but haven't been able to make the trip yet.
Well, and it's really not a difficult trip either, and you can leave out of the United States on four different major airports and go right to Cordoba, Argentina.
If you're just joining us, we are visiting with legendary shotgunner Tom Knapp here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show this morning. Tom, I know that if it has wings, you're after it, whether that's dove, waterfowl, pheasant, quail, it doesn't matter. But if you had to pick one, what would you say is your favorite winged quarry to pursue?
Well, you know, I turned 60 years old last September. And once you pass that threshold, I love waterfowl shooting, but you have to get up too early in the morning. And I love quail shooting, but they don't fly very high. And so my favorite has become the ringneck pheasant. Number one, I love eating them. Number two, you can't hunt them until 10 o'clock in the morning. And number three, in South Dakota, there are 385 outfitters that a person can choose from if you want a paid hunt, which I recommend because then you have amenities, you have the comfort. But if you don't want to pay an outfitter, they also have thousands and thousands of acres, just like Texas does, of walk-in areas or public hunting ground.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think for a minute that hunting public ground that somebody else just tramped through doesn't produce pheasants, because those pheasants run around you and the dogs so slick, and the later in the year it gets, the wilier they get. And I'll guarantee you, you can take your best dog and go through a 80-acre chunk of that public ground, and when you get to the north end and saddling up your to go, I'll come in the south end and kick a bird or two out of there. So
mm-hmm.
pheasants are so prolific and so abundant throughout the Dakotas and Iowa, Kansas, Missouri. I mean, it's a real fun bird to hunt, rewarding bird. They eat good, and usually their limits are, like South Dakota limit is 3 birds per day.
Right, and that's what our limit is down here in Texas, 3 roosters per day. And I get out to the Panhandle each December at least once for an annual pheasant hunting trip, and whew, I tell you what, that is some good old-fashioned fun right there. And just watching those dogs work is my favorite part. And I know that you're a big lab guy. How many dogs do you have right now?
Oh, yeah. Miss Sophie, she is a little black lab female. And she is 5 years old now. And my old Abby dog, some of your listeners, if they have watched the old Benelli's American Bird Hunter shows that I was involved with, Abby was my yellow lab. And she passed away last August.
Hmm.
And Sophie, of course, missed her for about 2 weeks until she figured out that she was the star of the show. So now she is, now she's I'm sure that she would certainly wish that Abby was still here, but she is really turned into what I call a bragging dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already had one bragging dog early in my life, and I thought you're only supposed to have one of those a lifetime, but now I've got another one.
Right on. Right on.
I've been doing a lot of fishing since I took control of my schedule, and I June and July I blacked out for my fishing time, and I've been up here to the Minnesota North Country, and Sophie has literally learned how to help me, because when I get a 17-inch walleye and put that on the floor of the boat, she will pick it up like a dog bone, and she knows how to grab them without getting poked or gill cut, and she'll show it to everybody in the boat, and then I tell her to put it in a live well, and somebody will open up the live well, and she'll drop it in there for us.
Oh, that is awesome.
A hunting dog gone fishing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys have some great, just absolutely beautiful country up there. I've actually been fortunate enough to do the Boundary Waters canoe trip a couple times.
Oh, that's gorgeous, yes.
Mm-hmm. Pike, walleye, lake trout. Oh, man. Those walleye, best eating freshwater fish I think there is.
Yes, they are. And right now in July, the walleyes did slow down a bit, so now we are concentrating on bluegills and crappie. And we got just, well, 10,000 lakes our license plate says, but I guarantee you we got more than that.
I don't doubt it for a second. Seems like I've portaged at least half of them. Tom, I hate to have to end our conversation this morning because it really has been a treat visiting with you. Unfortunately, though, we are out of time. So I'm just going to go ahead and put you on the spot and ask you if you'd be willing to come back on the show next week to give us a couple tips on how to become a better shotgunner with dove season literally right around the corner.
Absolutely, Cable. I'd be honored to do that. And I've got some tips that everybody will be able to use.
Well, I can't wait to hear him, my friend. Tom, thank you so much for your time this morning. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm sure our listeners have as well.
Well, I appreciate that, Cable, and I'm honored by being on your show.
Well, trust me when I say the honor's been all mine, Tom. Y'all do yourselves a favor. Check out tomknapp.net. Great information there on how to become a better shotgunner. That's available through Ricochet Radio. Also, Tom's appearance schedule is available there as well, so you can find out when he'll be rolling through your neck of the woods, and I'm sure he'll also keep us updated on when that new show will be rolling out on the Sportsman's Channel. Thank you so much for your time this morning, sir.
Well, thank you, Cable. I'll be in touch.
Well, there he goes. Not too often that we get a living legend here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, but Tom Knapp is indeed just that, and a class act to boot. And I'm just tickled to death that he agreed to come back on the show next week, so I'm looking forward to that. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll be joined by our good buddy, Lake Fork guide, Heath Hardwick. Today, we'll focus on locating and catching suspended schools of big bass during these hot summertime months. How deep should you go, and what bait should you be using? All that coming up next, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
She's as free as blue bonnets in the summer. She's as hot as the Padre Island sun. Most of the time she's as warm and friendly, like the hills that surround Austin.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffpower for Hoffpower Polaris in Goldthwait, Texas. Now that's a big part of Hoffpower's Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwait. If you're not familiar with us, that's why we're here. We're going to fix that right now. Hoffpower Polaris is proud to be the new presenting sponsor for the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Hoffpower Polaris is the largest Polaris dealer in Texas, and there's a good reason for it. We sell more fun, work, and hunting buggies than anybody else. We have the best overall selection of Polaris products in all of Texas. Everything from a little Polaris 90 for one of the kiddos to ride around, up to a loaded up Polaris crew cab. If Polaris makes it, we've got it, and we've got more than anybody else in the countryside, and we're going to sell it to you cheaper than anybody else will as well. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com, or you can just click on the link here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show webpage, and it'll take you right to us. By all means, pick up the phone and call us today too, 1-888-428-7583. And in case you didn't know it, Hoff Paris has been in Central Texas for almost 47 years now, and folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
All right, y'all. Spring is here, temperatures are rising, and that means you need to be thinking about your air conditioning unit. It's time you gave Texas Air Masters a call. If it's not the best service you've ever had, it's free. They've got an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and Angie's List. Texas Air Masters offers a $19 service call anytime. They're open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 210-693-7651. Or check them out at TexasAirMasters.com. Also, they provide free service calls for all of our servicemen and women, law enforcement, fire department, and of course, military. They're taking care of the good guys. That's right, Texas Air Masters, your air conditioning company. Rockport Marine is the Gulf Coast premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of saltwater fishing boats anywhere. Transport, Sundance kits, Yellowfin yachts, and Andros Boatworks. Yep, you'll find them all at Rockport Marine, an Evinrude and Yamaha authorized service center. They also do power pole, trolling motor, and electronic sales and installations. Located in Rockport's beautiful Cove Harbor, stop by or visit rockportmarine.net today. Also specializing in Evinrude outboard sales, Rockport Marine, your one-stop boating center in Rockport, Texas.
Hi, this is Larry Weisson. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Eat me, eat me, filet mignon. Eat me, eat it all day long. Eat a few T-bones till you get your fill. Eat a New York cut, hot off the grill. Eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one deer? Eat beef, beef, beef. It's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the
Eat Steak is the name of that one, y'all. I know what I'm having for lunch. Great tune there from the Reverend Horton Heat, bringing us back from break here on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by the good folks over at Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith, and we're about to talk some summertime big bass with our longtime buddy, Heath Hardwick. But first, I want to remind y'all that my friend Brian Moore is your Capsule Game Feeder dealer, and he's running a special on the show this morning. Tell him you heard this promo and get $100 off your purchase of the 500 or 1,000-pound model capsule game feeder. Call Brian at 214-808-5055, or you can check out his website at texashuntingcompany.com to get your capsule game feeder today. Well, moving along here, I understand that we do have Heath on the line, and so it's my pleasure to welcome back Lake Fork guide Heath Hardwick to the show.
Hey, Cable. I'm glad to be back. Appreciate you having me on again.
Always a pleasure to visit with you. This morning, I thought we'd change things up a little, and in addition to our fishing report, I'd really like to focus on locating and catching big schools of suspended bass during these hot summertime months, which is something I know that you know, is part of your game plan and expertise. But first, go ahead and tell us how fishing's been on Lake Fork, and I know we're just coming up to the end of the current moon phase.
Well, we just had a full moon, and actually, when we have the full moon, that kind of slows down the bite a little bit during the day because fish will stay out there and feed quite a bit during the night. So the bite's been a little bit off, but in the midday, early morning bite's been off, I should say. But the mid-morning, mid-afternoon bite's still been really strong. We're catching them just like we've been catching them for the past three, six weeks. And they're all still in the same spots. We start out early, catch a few on some topwater baits, and then get out on those deep channels and ledges and trees and things, and been fishing a lot of bottom-type baits, football head jigs, big 10-inch worms, 12-inch worms, that kind of thing. Been throwing a little bit of a crankbait here and now, but the bite's been good. We've been catching a lot of fish, and all my customers have been extremely happy and pleased with the trips.
Right on, right on. Okay, every Texas lake is different from one to the next, but one thing remains constant, and no matter where you're fishing, it's going to be hot. and that fact, it dictates that in the heat of the day, the big bass are going to go deep, and sure, they'll suspend in deep water where it's a lot cooler. So I know electronics comes into play here, but you know, what is the first thing you're going to do when you're searching for these big schools of suspended bucket mouths?
Right. Well, the first thing we do, you look at your topographical map and you search out your different ridges, your humps, your tank dams and road beds and different things, wherever you have a depth transition, and kind of pinpoint those and kind of know where they're at. And then you'll get out with your graph and you'll start graphing around, and you'll see this time of year it's obvious where the bait is relating. It's either above the thermocline or just below it. And each lake will be a little bit different so far as where the thermocline set up. Mm-hmm. But one of the main things you want to do is concentrate on that thermocline depth and where the bait is suspended. And I'll find that bait some days it's suspended at 10 feet, some days it's down around 20, 25. It just kind of, it varies from day to day. Mm-hmm. But the key is to key in on the depth in which the bait is. And then what I do is I find structure that where the bait intersects the structure. Mm-hmm. So far as if fish are in 15 foot of water to bait, well, I'll go find some pond dams and ridges and roadbeds and stuff that are in 15 foot of water. And what it does is it allows you to catch those fish in that 15 foot of water, with bottom dragging baits or staying on the bottom, which a lot of people have a lot more confidence in than trying to catch those suspended fish.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I concentrate on the bait, and then I try to find places where the bait intersects the structure at that depth.
Right. You mentioned you're using big 10-inch worms, football head jigs, and some crankbaits. Are you casting, even with the jig, are you casting over the school and dragging it back to them, or are you just setting up on top of them and dropping the jig down right in their face?
What I do is I cast past the school, and then I fish it back up to them. Let's just say they're in 15 foot of water. I see where they're intersecting. I'll put the boat in maybe 12, 10 foot of water, throw out into the 30 foot of water, and then I will drag that jig, or I will work it back into the school, dragging, up or either down the structure. Most of the time they'd rather see it pulling up, but some days I can turn around and I can get out in the deep water and throw shallow on top of the ridge and pull it back down to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is to know where they hold it on that structure. Because you can throw on top of it, and you can fish the entire top part of the structure and never get a bite. But when you start coming down the side and you get in that 15, 18-foot range, that's where you start getting your bite. And if you get below them, you can't really get them, or if you get above them, you really don't get them.
Okay.
It's really a depth thing like you were talking about. And so that's what I try to do. When they suspend, I try to go find structure, that is in the same depth in which the fish and the bait are suspended at.
Right.
that is my preferred technique. But there's a lot of guys that will get that, take a jigging spoon and find those schools of bait and all suspended like out over, you know, one of the roadbeds or some of the bridges here on the lake. And they're having a lot of success just dropping a spoon, you know, with the big flutter spoons, mm-hmm. you know, right down. They'll count them down. If they're down to 18, 20 foot, they'll throw out a little bit and they'll let that, spoon drift right down below the bottom of the boat. And you can see it on your graph. And you just kind of hop it up and down in that school and try to get a reaction bite from the school and just keep it at that depth. So,
lots of different techniques out there.
Yeah, there's lots of different schools of thought. It basically boils down to personal preference about how, you know, each angler wants to go catch those fish.
Mm-hmm. And so you'd say, though, with these suspended schools that you're finding right now, you're catching the majority of them on the football head jig?
That's been my go-to. It's either the football head jig or the 10-inch worm.
Okay.
Either one. And then again, if they're inside the trees, if they suspend inside some of these trees, the 10-inch worm is, you know, my go-to bait. Because I can, if they are in, just again, if they're in 18-foot, and you know that's where that, you can throw that big 10-inch worm out on top of these big trees and just let it pendulum them down on top of the tree, and you just work it over each branch. And so that 10-inch worm will go up, and then you just let it drop back down as it goes through the school. It's a similar to fishing with a spoon. You just have the, you know, you basically got the worm going up and down in that depth through the school. And that's been working really well.
And that's, we were using the 10-inch worm when I came out there and fished with
you. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not going to ask you to give away all your secrets, but what color right now, as far as football head jigs go, what's your preferred color?
Right now, I'm throwing a watermelon candy jig color. It's watermelon, got some gold, purple glitter in it, and it's also got some red. It's called a watermelon candy red. Is the color that I'm using, and that's been day in, day out. I've been catching them on that. You know, you can catch them on a green pumpkin, you can catch them on a watermelon red. The color is not as important as the depth.
Okay.
Just, you know, concentrating is where the depth is. I mean, I've experimented with different colors, and the reason I'm catching most of them on watermelon candy red is that's the color I'm throwing all the time. But I've run out of that color with my customers when we're catching a lot of fish. I'll put on this, you know, watermelon red or a green pumpkin, and we keep catching them if you stay at the right depth.
Okay. And now, as far as size, 1/8 ounce, or what do you prefer?
Oh, on my Texas rigs with a 10-inch worm, I'm using a 1/2 ounce weight.
Uh-huh.
And on the football head jig, I'm using 3/4, and I will go up to a 1 ounce depending on how, if the wind's blowing hard.
Okay.
Just kind of let the conditions dictate that.
Well, Heath, it's good stuff as always, my friend.
Sure, buddy. Well, it's great talking to you. Hope you get the feeling better. I understand you've been underwater a little bit.
Yes, sir. I'm back on my feet now, though. Just trying to get my strength back.
Glad you're back.
All right, my friend. We will talk to you soon.
Hi, man. Take care. Appreciate the call.
You bet, man. There he goes, our good buddy, Heath Hardwick. Big round of applause for Heath. One of the most genuine and nice fellas you'll come across. I guarantee you that. Y'all be sure to check out heathhardwick.com. to book your next trip on the legendary Lake Fork. Now, I've fished with old Heath, and he's not only patient, which you better be if you're fishing with me, but he's also a great teacher and an even better fisherman. Once again, the website, heathhardwick.com. Well, folks, unfortunately, we are out of time for this morning. Don't forget that the Lone Star chapter of Delta Waterfowl is having their annual banquet on Friday, August the 12th in Rockwall. I actually have an $80 couples ticket to give away right now on the air. It includes admission, dinner, and drinks. And, of course, you'll have the chance to participate in our live and silent auctions as well as raffles of all sorts. Tons of great prizes. Once again, that's Friday, August 12th. First person to text in the word Delta, that's Delta, to 214-289-7807 will win this $80 couples ticket to our banquet on Friday, August 12th in Rockwall, Texas. For more info on this event, go to texasdelta.org. You know what? Speaking of Delta Waterfowl, I'm pleased to announce that next week we'll be joined by Delta Waterfowl President and CEO Rob Olson as Rob checks in all the way from Winnipeg, Canada. The pond count numbers are in, and Rob's got his finger squarely on the pulse of this spring's hatch, and he'll break down how that affects how many birds we can expect to see down here at the tail end of the Central Flyway, so that should be good stuff there. Also, I know I promised we'd talk summertime crappie with Bill Dance a couple weeks ago, but my hospital stay delayed that just a bit, so thanks for the patience. I talked to Bill earlier this week, and we are good to go. He'll be on the show next week, so some summertime crappie talk with Bill. Also, Tom Knapp was nice enough to say he'd come back next week as well to give us some tips on what we should be doing as shotgunners with dove season fast approaching. So next week should be another great show, one that I'm really excited about. Thanks again to Tom Knapp, Heath Hardwick, and Marvin Wynn of Max Cutter Knives for their contributions to this morning's broadcast. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without them, this show would not be possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show. Here's a little John Hyatt taking us on home. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Well, I love that motor running, so if you're feeling down and out, well, come on, baby, drive south. With the